Hey everyone, Santa Cruz here, your daily dose of sunshine on this roller coaster we call life. If you're anything like me, sometimes getting through the day feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But guess what? We don't have to do it alone. And honestly, those moments when you feel like crumbling are actually some of the most powerful opportunities for growth. That's why I created this podcast to talk about depression recovery, not just surviving it, but truly thriving through it. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels almost counterintuitive. Embracing vulnerability and self-care. You might be thinking, Sienna, vulnerability, I'm already feeling exposed enough. But trust me, this isn't about bearing your soul on the internet, although if that helps you, go for it. This is about allowing yourself to feel your feelings without judgment and knowing that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that might just change your perspective. 1. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, sometimes the things that hurt us most are the things that ultimately help us grow. By embracing vulnerability, letting ourselves be seen and heard, even when it feels scary, we open ourselves up to deeper connections, more authentic relationships, and a greater sense of self-acceptance. Think about it like this. A strong tree bends with the wind, but a rigid one snaps under pressure. Vulnerability is that bend, allowing us to navigate life's storms without breaking. 2. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You wouldn't put gas in your car and then expect it to run forever, right? So why do we often neglect our own well-being? Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish our mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or even just saying no to things that drain us. Remember, when you take care of yourself, you have more energy, resilience, and capacity to give back to others. 3. It's okay to ask for help. You know that feeling when you're struggling to open a jar? Sometimes all it takes is a little leverage from someone else. Well, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Whether it's talking to a therapist, confiding in a trusted friend or family member, or joining a support group, reaching out can make a world of difference. 4. Celebrate small victories. Recovery isn't a straight line, it's more like navigating a winding path with unexpected twists and turns. So be kind to yourself. When you accomplish something, no matter how small, celebrate it. Did you get out of bed today? That's a victory. Took a shower. Another win. Made it through a difficult conversation. You're a rock star. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what we lack can fuel negativity. Instead, try shifting your attention to what you have, the people who love you, the roof over your head, even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Practicing gratitude can change your perspective and help you appreciate the good things in your life, even during challenging times. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a friend struggling with depression. They are isolating themselves, neglecting their health, and battling negative thoughts every day. You want to help, but you're not sure what to say or do. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or minimizing their feelings, just snap out of it. You could try saying something like, I'm so sorry you're going through this. It sounds really tough. I'm here for you if you want to talk, vent, or just have someone listen. You could also suggest taking a walk together, sharing a meal, or engaging in a fun activity that they used to enjoy. Sometimes, simply being present and showing support can make a world of difference. Alright folks, remember these key takeaways. Vulnerability is strength, self-care isn't selfish, asking for help is brave, celebrate those small wins, and practice gratitude every day. These are the tools that empower us on our journey to recovery. So keep shining your light, stay strong, and know that you're not alone in this. Ready to take action? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and real talk about navigating the ups and downs of life with depression. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.